When I was little, they had a zoo in Montgomery, Alabama, but it's long since been closed down, and it wasn't very big to begin with, nothing like the one that you have out here. So I just had a good time wandering around looking at all the birds and fish that you had out there.
You said eagle turtle? You said anything that covered on the number three tub, what tub?
Was this the one that was outside?
I guess so.
Yeah. He's pretty big. I think the sign said he was about 150 years old.
It might be.
Those things get kind of old.
I think my stepdad one time seen one river and we saw a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
He killed him and one more would eat him.
How'd he taste?
All right, I guess. I don't remember.
Yeah.
You know, their age is around as a marble.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't guess I've ever seen any before. That's interesting. What was the, when you were little, did you move around much or did you stay in one house a long time or what?
We moved around a whole lot. I said, I think I got grown, I didn't want to go move around. So I don't believe in moving around because you lose more, you gain.
Mm-hmm.
You think you get a house cheap, but the long run, you look at all the stuff you lose.
What's the first house that you remember anything about that you lived in?
Well, we live out here on. They moved from there to Commerce. Oh, I live back in, lived about log and a half from flood back in 1922.
Mm-hmm.
Lived there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They moved on West 10th Street, you know, house down there now.
Mm-hmm. What do they have there now?
Nothing, I don't think. Or else they just tore more down and built something else there.
How long have you been out of this house?
Well, I moved over here in 73.
Mm-hmm.
There go my mailman.
You get any mail already?
I got no mail though.
Mm-hmm. Didn't stop.
Good, I ain't got no bills.
no news is good news, I guess.
Well, I ain't got no bills. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. what are... your different rooms in this house. What would you call the room that we're in now?
This would be a living room.
Mm-hmm.
Bedroom, bathroom, mm-hmm. Kitchen back here.
Mm-hmm.
Little back porch. Little dinky back porch. I got to take last Christmas, a year ago. Last Christmas. I was at my daughter's house. They lived down on 8th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And, my grandson, I mean, in that dining room playing dominoes. So, heard a noise. I said, what is that? Just like that. And he said, oh, it's a puppy. My son-in-law got up right quick. He said, I ain't gonna keep that puppy. I said, I don't want that puppy. My daughter and him went out there to look. Guess calling, you know. And she called him Dinky.
Oh.
So I said, I'll keep him. Keep me company, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So my son all of a sudden said, he looked up there so pitiful with brown eyes, they decided to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
He told me, he said, if you don't keep that dog, I'm going to keep him right here, I can't feed. So we just got that puppy, that little dog.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good sized puppy now.
Well,
and they just rush up him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they call him Dinky. I guess he's about as tall now.
Mm-hmm.
Little black puppy.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I was going in the yard, but Bob said they're all going out there in a vacant lot. He said that house in a vacant lot in a church. I don't know what name the church is, though. I don't know if it's a church.
Yeah, you can really get attached to pets that way.
Mm-hmm.
I've been away from home since last part of May, and I really miss, you know, I had a pet dog.
Mm-hmm.
I really miss that dog.